Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Continuing, volume 32, 917, 1932. Just as the human life has its life and its distinct members, its qualities, and he, Jesus, says, so does my supreme being have all its qualities, most pure, not material, because matter doesn't exist in us, triune God, that form our life. United together with divine sanctity, power, light, love, light, goodness, wisdom, all-seeingness of everything, immensity, etc., to form our divine life. But who constitutes the motion? Who it is that rules and unfolds all of our divine qualities with an incessant and eternal motion? It is our most holy divine will. So Jesus is showing us that everything that God does is his divine will. And this is why he wants us to return to his divine will. Our divine will is the motor, the director that gives to each of our divine qualities the operating life. So it is. So if it wasn't for our divine will, our divine power would be without existence. Our divine love we would be without loving, and so with all the rest. See then how everything is in the divine will. This is why by giving it to the creature, we give everything. And since they, the creatures, are our little images created by us, triune God, they are our own breaths, the little sparks of love that spread by us in the whole of creation. This is why we, triune God, gave them a free will. Okay, so this is very important. God has given us a free will, and our free will is confused. This is why we sin. A lot of times, knowledge of the truth, Jesus is the truth, helps us understand what to choose. Okay, so when Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was totally confused. He thought this was good. And ever since then, that's where we have been, confused. And so with the teachings of the church, with our dogma and doctrine, we're thinking with the mind of Christ. And therefore, Jesus is leading us to truth, leading us to himself. And what happens is we use our free will to choose. Do I want to live in my human will, or do I want to live in God's holy divine will? What do I want? And when we do it our way, our free will is very easy to explain. Our human will is easy to explain. What do we do when we go to confession? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. And again, this is great. God knows. He knows that we're weak. He knows that we have to be taught. So our dogma, our doctrine of our faith, the sacred scriptures, everything leads us to truth, leads us to the way, the truth, and the life, leads us to Jesus Christ. And so as we learn what happens, we begin to seek the things that are of the church, of God. And this is why our Lord is saying very, very clearly, this is why we gave them a free will. United to our divine will to form our facsimiles wanted by us, triune God. So we use our free will after we're instructed. We have to be taught. A lot of people are taught, you know, other religions. And Jesus is going to bring everyone back to that universal life. Well, there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. This was his dream. This is what he said he wanted, and it's going to occur. So our Lord is looking at us, and he's saying, do you want to know the way, the truth, and the life? And when we say, yes, Lord, let it be done as you say, he says, good, I will give you not only the sacraments and sacramentals, not only the dogma and doctrine of our church, not only the sacred scriptures, the teachings of the saints, I will now, as Lord God, Savior, Master, I will give you the book of heaven. He says, this book is of me. And when you read it, when you study it, when you put it into practice, he says, you begin to teach your free will what is necessary. What is necessary for eternal life? And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, our free will then understands what to choose. No longer our human misery, which we say at confession each week. But he asks us, our free will asks us to begin to choose what God wants. So God is instructing us by himself. You remember? When the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths, and he will remind you of everything that I have said. That to me is the book of heaven. When you read this, you fall more in love with Jesus, the new Adam. You fall more in love with Mary, the new Eve. You begin to understand this abundant life wanted by our triune God. Volume 32, 10-1-1933. You must know. This is a command from Jesus. If you can get the book, you must know. It's free on luisapicaretta.me and other websites. All this should be free. It should be free. It's of God. It's freely given to us by Jesus himself. You know, it's very sad to see people making a profit off of Luisa. It's not going to look good for them at the day of judgment. This is free. Everything we have is free. Anything on the Luisa Picaretta, download if you can, print it up if you can. If you can just put it on your computer, good. Have something that you can go to every day. And the more that you absorb this, the more that you read this, the more that you study this, the happier God is and the happier you are. So he says, you must know that the one who does my divine will, this is Luisa, and hopefully now it's us, and allows its life to flow within her acts, this is doing your acts and your rounds of the divine will, continuously call God in all his divine attributes. And God feels constantly called by the soul, by the creature. This is heaven. What is heaven? Adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. As you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, this is what happens. You're not there to read a book. You're not there to pray your prayers. You're to fall in love with Jesus. You're to fall in love with our God. That doesn't mean you don't read. If you read something, St. Teresa says this, if you don't know how to love God, this is what St. Teresa says, bring a book with you, read a sentence, and then look at the Lord, adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him. Fall in love with God. So he says this, now the soul calls God, for the soul wants God's power, because now the soul wants God's love. Now, because the soul wants his divine sanctity. Now the soul wants his divine light. Now the soul wants his divine goodness. Now the soul wants his interputable peace. In sum, the soul now calls God constantly, for she wants, listen to this, to own all of his own. She wants to participate in God. This is communion. This is what communion is all about. And God is always there waiting for the soul. Like I said before, the churches are empty. You know, spend time in front of our Eucharistic Lord. Fall in love with Jesus. Look at Jesus. Tell him you love him with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every thought, with every word, with every deed. Jesus says when he hears this, he goes into ecstasy. Finally, there's someone loving God with God's love. And that's in the divine will. Jesus is doing that in us. And God is always there waiting for the soul to give the soul what she asks for. Ask, believe that you have received it and it is yours in order to requite her. God feels called and God calls her to give her confidence and says to the soul, what else do you want of my divine being? What else do you want? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. And again, you don't have to see it in this life. You don't snap your fingers. I want a hamburger. You know, and God's behind the counter going, do you want it sunny? No, you say to God, this is what I'm praying for because this is your prayer, Lord. It's your command, Lord. And I know you're going to answer this prayer. That's why you're not afraid of anything. It doesn't matter. What matters is you trust in God, believe in God, hope in God, have confidence in God. Again, John Paul II said, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. Take whatever you want, Jesus says, or rather, as you call me, I, God, am already prepared for you. My divine power, my divine love, my divine light, my divine sanctity, they're all that are needed in your act. I am going to do this for you. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to finally return to the place that Adam lost, to begin to live paradise. That's why we began going to the Garden of Eden. Go there. Spend time in the Garden of Eden. Look at everything around you. Look at the love, most especially, of God. Participate in this. Psalm 33, 11, 26, 19, 33. My divine will is not content with letting Louisa go around in all our works, pray in the rounds in all our works. But after the divine will has made her pray her rounds, making it known to her the many things about creation and filling Louisa with love up to the brim, the divine will leads Louisa in its arms to the bosom of the Supreme Being, who, as with a tiny little pebble, casts her into the interminable seas, oceans of his divine attributes. We begin to participate in God little by little. Little by little. See, that's the joy of the divine will. It's heartbeat after heartbeat, breath after breath, little by little. God is exposing us to his divine attributes. And the little daughter of our divine will, what does she do? Just as a little pebble cast into the sea makes all the waters of the sea ripple, so does Louisa. She moves the whole ocean of our divine being. And while she swims in it, she drowns with, in, through, and for divine love, with divine light, with divine sanctity, with divine wisdom, with divine goodness, and so forth. See, the time of the life of the saints is over, Jesus says to Louisa. Now I want my children to share in my divinity, not in a virtue or two of the saints, but in the full life of Jesus, the new Adam, the full life of Mary, the new Eve. This is a glorious time to be alive. Again, don't let anything that's happening bother you. Everything is fiat. Lord, let it be done as you say. And oh, how beautiful it is to see Louisa, to hear Louisa say, as Louisa feels drowned, all of your love is mine. All of your love, God, is mine. I am in this infinite ocean of love, drowning. It's all mine. And I place in it the act of praying to you, Lord God Almighty, to make the kingdom of your divine fiat, your divine will, come on earth as it is in heaven. Why am I in the sea of love? To beg you to impetrate this kingdom of God being established on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because your sanctity is mine. Your light is mine. Your goodness is mine. Your mercy is mine. We participate in God. It is not my littleness that is praying to you, not me. No, but it is the ocean of your power, of your goodness that prays to you, that presses you, that assails you, and wants your most holy divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. The kingdom is coming. We should be rejoicing every day. The fulfillment of our Father is not at hand. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says, and it's not at hand. It's here because of Louisa. It's here because of Louisa. Begin to live heaven on earth. How? By being peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? Because there's no more misery. There's no more worry. There's no more fear. There's no more anxiety. There's no more complaints. There's no negativity. Jesus, I trust in you. I completely have confidence in you. Let it be done as you wish. Watch the divine will reign. So the littleness of the creature appears as acting as queen on our supreme being, acting like Mary, acting like the mother of God. That's how the mother of God lived. That's why we had the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. We are learning from the Blessed Mother herself how to live. When you read the prodigies of Our Lady, no saint can talk about this. Why? Jesus is talking about his mother. It's not Louisa. These are the words of Jesus. Reuniting together our divine immensity, our divine power, making us, triune God, ask from our own selves what Louisa wants. And we ourselves want. See, this unity, this fusion that occurs, what you want is what God wants. Saint Augustine said something similar. Love God and do what you want. It's more than that now. It's love God, participating in God, and do what he wants. Because it will be what you want. You begin to participate in this divine life. She, Louisa, comprehends well that there is no other good but our divine will alone. And that's what God is teaching us. From his perspective, there's no other good but the divine will alone. There's no other good than the divine will alone. And Jesus instructs us. He teaches us very clearly. As you go through the 36 volumes, you come to the conclusion that there's no other way to live but in his most holy divine will. In order to obtain the intent that Louisa makes in the very infinity of our divine quality that asks us, triune God, for it. And what is it? That the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven. And there appears the little tiny one, Louisa, little but powerful, enriched with the prerogatives of our divine qualities, as if they were her own, giving her such charm of beauty as to enrapture the triune God. Debilitate, the triune God, so much as to make the triune God do what Louisa wants and we ourselves want. See, it's the want becomes one with God, fused with God. This is the glory that God has given to mankind. To do in God's image and likeness. That means to do what God wants, to do what God does. Louisa becomes our ocean, our seas, and is unable to tell us, triune God, or ask us, triune God, anything other than for what the divine will, than for our divine will to invade everyone and everything, past, present, and future, to form one single will with all creatures, past, present, and future. The evil one is going to be so angry because of what Luis is doing. He thought he destroyed God's plan. God had a greater plan. And God is using Luisa to show the evil one, you did what you could. You did everything that you could. But you can't conquer what God has planned. We win. This is a great time to be alive. And it's soon. You got to remember this. It's very, very soon. Why? Our Lady said to Bruno, time is now come to an end. 73 years and 8 months ago. It's come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of his reign, Lucifer's reign. Volume 33, 128, 34. It seems to me that all the supreme qualities were exposed in order in the whole of creation to love mankind, to make mankind themselves known, establish a fraternal bond with mankind, to let mankind as though on their lap, on God's lap, to carry them back into the womb of the Creator, we are going to go back to where we began, from which everything had come out. So all the acts that the divine will are mighty aids, revealers for those who let themselves be dominated by the divine will, make themselves the bearers of the souls to the celestial fatherland. He saved the best for last. And this is the best. So I arrived, and see here now, here Louisa goes back to the Garden of Eden. So I arrived at pausing when the divine fiat did the solemn act of the creation of Adam. And my beloved Jesus surprised me, told me, blessed daughter, let us pause together to look at with what majesty, some sumptuousness, nobility, power, beauty, Adam was created. Image and likeness of God. What was the DNA of Adam like? Image and likeness of God. What came out of the soil, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. We say Adam. No, the image and likeness of God. So Jesus says, let's go back and look at this. How beautiful, how powerful, how noble Adam was. That's what God is bringing us back to. Not about just being good and holy and saintly, but sharing in divinity. As the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day, may we share in the divinity of Christ. All, listen to this. This is Adam. All of our divine qualities pour themselves upon Adam. Each one of them wanted to show off and pour itself more than thick rain over Adam, with whom they wanted to establish a fraternal bond. All of them set to work. Our divine light poured itself upon Adam to form its brother in light, goodness. Listen to this. Poured itself to form its brother, all goodness. Love poured itself to fill Adam with divine love to form its brother, all divine love, divine power, divine wisdom, divine beauty, divine justice. Pour themselves upon Adam to form their brother. Powerful, divinely wise, divinely just, of an enchanting divine beauty. Jesus says, I want you to see what I have called you to be. We're not talking about good and holy. We're talking about sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day a holy mass. Listen to them. Are they just words? No, this has happened in Louisa. And it's happening in the souls little by little. Nobody has it fully yet. That day has not yet arrived, Jesus says. When it arrives, the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven, and everyone will experience it. Right now, Jesus is saying, I want to give this to you so that you can begin to live this. I want you to be the yeast in the midst of the flour. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your coworkers don't want this. Your parishioners don't want this. God has given it to you. You want this. He says it has to be known. To whom? To them? No, not now. It's to you. Not, you're nobody. You're nothing. You're nothing special. But he says, I want you to become the yeast in the midst of all the flour, to bring the leaven, the divine will in the midst of creatures, to bring the leaven so that you begin to live heaven on earth. That's what God's got planned. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And our Supreme rejoices in seeing the divine qualities all at work to fraternally bind themselves with Adam and his children, as well as our divine will, that taking life in Adam kept the order of our same divine qualities to make Adam as grateful and as beautiful as possible. That was God's plan. And it's not gone away. It's going to happen. How? Through the sanctification that's here. So our occupation was Adam. Our gaze was fixed upon Adam, to make ourselves imitated, copied, and to bind Adam in the fraternal bond with us, triune God. And this, not only in creating Adam, but during the whole course of his life, our divine qualities exhibit themselves to the continuous work of maintaining the fraternal bond with Adam, whom they love so much. And after having established this fraternal bond on earth, They would prepare the great feast of the fraternal bonding to the glory in the celestial fatherland, the fatherland, the eternal bonding of joy, of beatitude, of perennial happiness. This is why I, God, love mankind so much. Because Adam was created by us, and therefore he is fully our own. I love Adam because our divine being constantly runs upon him and pours itself over him more than a mighty torrent to leave something of our own and then resume the new races to always give the games that God plays with Adam. So it is because Adam possesses something of my own. This is why I love myself in Adam. I love myself in mankind. I love him because, listen to this, he is destined to populate heaven, to be my brother in glory, as we shall glorify each other. I shall be his glorious life, and he shall be my glory as the work of mine. Here then is the reason why I, God, love so much for the creature to do and to live in my divine will, because it is with my divine qualities to find their place of honor and can maintain the fraternal bonding with the soul. That's what God is doing. This is why the little children of the holy divine will are so happy. They don't even realize it yet. It's like a happiness that's poured upon the little children of the holy divine will. We are going to be fused with God, one with God, sharing in divinity. That's God's plan. And all he asks of us to do is to say yes, our fiat. Give your fiat to Jesus all throughout the day, and you'll never be miserable again. Give your fiat to Jesus when you wake up in the morning and you do your prevening act and your actual acts throughout the day. This is so glorious. Without it, without the divine will, they will find no peace, nor do they know where to put themselves. The fraternal bond is broken, and my life remains suffocated. That's how he died. My daughter, what a gloomy change when a creature, when a soul withdraws from my most holy divine will. I no longer find my image nor my life growing in that soul. My divine qualities feel ashamed to remain bound as brothers and sisters with that soul, because the human will, disunited from the divine will, has made everything upset and sluggish. Therefore, take to heart. This is Jesus speaking to you. Take to heart. Make a promise to God never to get out of my divine will. With it, you shall be fraternally bound, and with everything that is holy, you shall be the sister of all our works and shall hold in your power your Jesus himself. Hold in your power Jesus himself. Do you see what God is calling us to? It's not about being good. Good people, some good people can't get to heaven because they're good. You got to be, I tell this to the kids, you got to be holy. You got to share in divinity to get to heaven. It's nothing less than that. And so what is Jesus doing? He's giving us the divine will. This is planned by God. This is planned by God. He predestined us to live at this time. He didn't give this to St. Thomas Aquinas. He didn't give this to St. Francis or any of the saints. He gave it to us. We're nobodies. We're nothing. We're at the bottom of the barrel. And if you've ever made wine, you know it's at the bottom of the barrel. It's mush. That's us. We're nothing. We're of no use to anybody or anything. But God wants to use us to prove to the world that it's not human. This is divine. God is doing it. And he's asked us, would you be willing to say yes to a share in divinity? This is what he said to Louisa. He said, give me your rusty penny. Give me your human will. It's just a rusty penny of no value. And I will fill you with billions of gold coins. Billions. And you know what we say? Well, if I give you my rusty penny, I won't have it anymore. God goes, yes. And you'll be filled with gold. And we go, but my rusty penny, it's mine. I won't have it anymore. How ridiculous. Jesus is saying, I want you to share in divinity. Just get out of your human misery. Use your free will to choose to live in the divine will. Every minute of every day. Watch what I will do, Jesus says. Therefore, for Adam to be king of the heavens, of the sun, of the wind, of the sea. This is Vine 33:8-5-34. And of everything, Adam was to possess within himself a heaven, a sun, and so forth, in such a way that creation would be reflected in him. He becomes the mirror of creation. Think about that. That's one of the first things I read back in the 70s. Look into the heavens as if in a mirror and see God. Jesus says that. I mean, scripture tells us that. What we are as children of God, what we are going to be, we do not know. But what's going to happen is when we see God, we will become like him because we will see him as he is. That's a mirror. Jesus is going to transmute us into images of himself. This is what he's got planned. Remember the two ladders, the ladder, the wooden ladder to heaven. And Jesus says, who's on that ladder? She goes, oh, there's St. Francis, there's St. Teresa, there's St. Clair, there's St. Anthony. There, Jesus goes, now what's the other ladder? And there's a gold ladder to heaven. Jesus says, who's on that ladder? She goes, well, there's you, Jesus, and there's you, Jesus, and there's you, Jesus. Why? Image and likeness is coming. He didn't give this to the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God. The saints are doing the will of God in heaven, living in the will of God now. But to live in the will of God on earth, Jesus lived it, Mary lived it, and Louisa lived it. And now Jesus is saying to us, would you like to share in this divinity? Would you like to begin? When we say yes, God goes, okay, prove it. He has to see us give our fiat. And when we give our fiat, how happy our God is. So he says this, in such a way that creation would be reflected in Adam, and Adam possessing the same divine qualities would reflect himself in the creation. Why? To become the master of creation, the Lord of creation, the king of creation. Adam was the king. He was the priest. He was the father. And what God is now doing is he's saying, I want to give this back to mankind. Why does Jesus come as Christ the King? Why did the cause of Louisa begin in the feast, November 20th, 1994, on the feast of Christ the King? The kingdom of God is being established. Great things are right around the corner. In fact, if Adam did not have an eye full of vision, how could Adam enjoy the light of the sun and take of it as much as he wanted? If Adam did not have the hands and feet to move around the earth and take whatever the earth produces, how could he have called himself king of the earth? If Adam did not have the respiratory organ in order to breathe the air, how could he make use of it? And so with all the rest. Therefore, before creating Adam, we triune God looked at all creation and in our emphasis of love, we, triune God, exclaimed, oh, how beautiful are our works. But among all, we shall make man, Adam, as the most beautiful. We shall centralize everything in Adam in such a way that we shall find creation inside and outside of Adam. That's what God's doing now. Everything in creation is yours, Jesus says. You take it in, all these I love yous. This is the round of creation. You take in all these I love yous and you say, Jesus, let me praise the Father as you praise the Father in your holy humanity. And I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you as Jesus doing this in us. That's why it's a divine act. Not because we did it. We're nobodies. We're nothings. We're humans, don't do divine things. But Jesus says, let me do this in, with, through, and for you. As you do everything in, with, through, and for me. It's really a new beginning. So as an emotion of the soul in which we enclose the sea of graces, the celestial air of our love, and all the senses of the body, as the most beautiful flowering, oh, how Adam, how beautiful you are, but not yet satisfied, we place, listen, he's doing more, in Adam, the great sun, S-U-N, of our divine will. This is why the Vatican came out with a book, The Sun of My Divine Will, Luisa Picaretta. Read it. And we gave Adam the great gift of the word so that with deeds and with words, he might be the eloquent narrator of his God, of his creator. Adam was our image that we, triune God, delighted in enriching in our most beautiful divine qualities. That's what God's redoing now in us, little by little. Volume 33, 11, 18, 19, 34. My daughter, how much hidden love does creation contain? And our love, what does it do? With invincible patience, that's God. It awaits and continues to cry out that it wants to be loved by us, by mankind. Because love for mankind, because of love of her, it would have sacrificed an interminable glory. It had given reason to all creation for love of the creatures. Therefore, be attentive. Be attentive. See, my understanding to be attentive is read every day. Listen to Jesus every day to live inside our divine will so that by making itself the revealer of our love, it may equip you with divine weapons to make us divinely loved with the divine qualities of our own divine love. And oh, how content I, God, shall be. And you too shall be content. You begin to live heaven on earth. You begin to live on earth exactly the way the saints live in heaven. Volume 33, 526, 1935. So my daughter, you are present and run on all our works. Our divine will brings you everywhere, and we remain confirmed in you. Now this is the rounds. Luisa's socks that she wore in her bed. When I told you this once before, I still, I'm astonished by it. The socks were filthy. They were all dirty. I mean, they were washed, but they were all dirt. I mean, dirt was ground into the socks. The socks had holes in the heels and holes in the toes. And I couldn't understand. Here's a girl in bed and they give her old ratty socks. No, Jesus took her through all the universe every night. And to prove it, her socks were filthy and holes in them. And that's what he's doing here. Listen to what he says. So my daughter, you are present and run in all our divine works. Our divine will brings you everywhere. And we, triune God, remain confirmed in you. To prove that, Jesus would, you know, make sure that her socks were seen by everybody. But I remember looking at her socks going, you know, the poor thing, you know, they gave her used people's socks and they had holes in them. Here she is in bed, you know, but that just proves Jesus took her all over the universe. You're going to learn a lot from Luisa, more than the Hubble telescope. Let me clue you. What you see with the Hubble telescope is nothing compared to what Jesus is going to show you about the universe. Luisa's already been there. She's seen everything. And that's heaven is going to be, we're going to explore everything as little kids, as little children in the divine will, all the universe, like Luisa. An exchange of acts and of life takes place. See, the creature in the creator in the creature. And as she becomes the repeater of the divine acts, greater grace I, God, could not give, nor greater grace could the creature receive. This confirmation of our divine works reproduces all of our goods, all of creation, all of redemption in Luisa. Our divine sanctity, our divine goodness, our divine love, our divine attributes are transmitted into Louisa and the souls who want to live in the divine will. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. And we, Triune God, we're captivated. We contemplate Louisa and all the emphasis of love. We say, beautiful, holy, perfect is our being in our divine immensity, divine light, divine power, divine wisdom, divine love, divine goodness with no end in Louisa. That's what God has created in Adam. Adam lost it. Jesus comes to earth as the new Adam. Mary comes to the earth as the new Eve. 2,000 years later, God gives this to a human. Why? Adam was a human. It has to be given back to a human. Louisa is the newborn, the firstborn of this divine life that God wanted Adam to give to his children. What did Adam give to his children? His son is a murderer. The other son is murdered. That's what he gave to his children. God is changing everything. Also beautiful, also to see this, our divine immensity of divine attributes enclosed within the soul. Oh, how Louisa glorifies us. Oh, how Louisa loves us. Louisa seems to say to us, I am little, nor can I enclose or contain the whole of your divine immensity, but just as you are, so am I. Image and likeness. Your divine will encloses you inside of me. And I love you with your same love, divine love. You, Jesus, and me loves you back divinely. I glorify you with your divine light. I adore you with your divine sanctity. I can give you anything because I possess my God. That's Adam could say that. But when Adam lost it, we lost everything. Our DNA, God's going to recreate us. This is the new heavens, the new earth, the new body. Great things are coming. Great things are in store. Volume 34, 421, 1936. I am always in the ocean. She uses sea because she was near the sea. And they would always say sea. They didn't say ocean because of the Adrian Sea right there. And I find the strength, the peace, the love, and even more as I enter into it and seeing my littleness, that I am good at nothing. The divinity who loves so much for his divine will to operate in my littleness arms its sanctity around me, arms its wisdom around me, arms its goodness around me, arms its strength around me, arms its divine light around me, so that in its divine will, may find in me all of its divine qualities in order to be able to carry out its operating act in me. Therefore, it puts something of its own to give grace to the soul to let her operate in the divine will. God is doing this. Remember what St. Louis de Montfort says, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. It's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's where we are. And this is a glorious time. So we'll end there and be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.